You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
What the fuck are you watching?
I mean, what was left wasn't even a body.
What the fuck are you watching?
What the fuck are you watching?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
What the fuck are you watching?
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast exploring the disturbing, the extreme, and everything in between. I'm Chris, and this is...
Hi, my name's Lisa. I'm what some people call a sex addict.
It's Lisa.
Hi.
How are you, Lisa?
I'm fine, Chris.
Good.
I don't care how you are, as usual.
We're also joined by...
Bo's in the house.
It's Bo.
How are you today, Christopher?
You know, honestly, man, I guess I'm all right.
Have you walked in nature?
No, but when I drove into my driveway today, there was a fire going.
Kind of looks like a campfire.
A little campfire in it.
It
was not, though.
Just on the side of someone's house in their little side yard area. No one around anywhere. We don't know where the fire came from. Who started it?
And I don't know, just seeing a fire going in that spot. It's
especially unattended.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, no, there's nobody around.
Like right across from our mailboxes.
It was weird.
That's so strange.
Such a weird fucking place.
I feel like, I don't know, like the house got marked or something by, I don't know.
Yeah, is this ritualistic, you suppose?
Yeah, dude.
Some shit's going down this evening.
Yeah.
You better mark your threshold with some sort of pig's blood or something. I don't know.
Maybe. There was all the weird vans here today.
Yeah.
God damn it. Chris, you're going to freak me out and I'm going to have to call into work tomorrow because I'm going to be like...
You don't want to be here, Lisa. You better go to work.
Oh, that's true.
You should probably get away from the parade of weird vans and unattended fires.
Okay, well, I'm going to be like up all night thinking that my kids are going to get kidnapped or something.
I think we really only have to worry if the fires get any taller and, you know, like...
Cross-shaped?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess we don't have to worry about that either, but...
That's what I was thinking.
Well, you know, okay, like
I
was gonna
say, I think the clan, I think you're the brand of the clan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe. How are you, Bo?
I'm quite well. And that's a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
nothing's
all.
Good, Christopher. It's nothing's
all,
good.
It's all a facade.
Yeah, that's how I feel too.
But I'm still white and really amusing, so
yeah.
I've got those going for me.
I didn't win the genetic lottery, but I got the...
Yeah, but we're pretty high on the totem pole.
Yeah, I got a consolation prize, I think.
Yeah.
One mystery solved. The red van is the mower guy.
Oh.
Real-time updates from Lisa. It's just a lawnmower. For real, how I'm doing, though? Now, I think this is just a hallmark of a middle-aged, domesticated individual. I got new heating elements for my stovetop, and I am
horny.
Very excited about it.
Horny. Yeah. I can relate with this. I ordered a special attachment for my vacuum cleaner and had a similar pelvic response to it having been delivered.
Yeah.
very, very nice. I like it a lot.
Hell yeah,
I also appreciate the term domesticated and the implication that you were beforehand feral.
I mean...
I also appreciate.
I was... You
a
know.
Toddler. Is toddler and feral rather synonymous?
Marinating in my own piss, you know? just fucking... That's a little wild, man.
No, he was definitely still wild in the beginning of our relationship, too.
Before we get started today, send a shout out to Norfolk. Hitting it hard this week. Rancho Santa Margarita. Also hitting it hard this week. We have a contingency of ranchos. Helsinki, Roanoke, and a special shout out to burgers.
Definitely I don't know about red
what
meat.
That says. There's no R at the end.
Oh, just Berg.
Bergies.
Bergers.
It's in Belgium. Got an email from James. Okay, see James. Nice. If you haven't checked out the Ash and Dreams podcast, do it.
Yeah, definitely.
They're a darkish cinema podcast.
Yeah, I've been listening to it. I like it.
Anyway, in this email, he says, just to clear up any confusion, I'm a former film studies minor.
Uh-huh.
I think I call him a major. You know, I like to hype up the bros.
You did. And you said he was not like you said it like he presently was. And Bo was you like, did, oh, I wonder if he's at ORU or
it was
OCU.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was like, I know it's not ORU, but what the fuck is it?
He was a film. You're not supposed to say it like that.
Well,
oh, no, it's just the way.
Lisa's saying it was a matter of tense. Like you were saying it previously as though he were a present tense film major, when in fact he was a former tense film minor or past tense film minor. Which I guess doesn't disqualify you from being currently a film minor.
You're always a film minor in my book, James.
Yeah.
This week's episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching is brought to you by your local dumper.
See, I was going to bring up last week that he forgot to invent a fictitious sponsor, but yeah. I was like, maybe the bit is dead. And sometimes dead is better.
Yeah, it is.
But Matt's reaction when Chris started
saying, he's like, how'd you get sponsors? No. Listen to the words first, Matthew. We're full of shit over here.
Yeah, this one's brought to you by your local town dumper. Catch a ride.
Catch a ride.
Off a cliff.
All right. Now that you've got all that out of the way, what's next?
Whoa, Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
Oh, well, I am watching The Emasculator from 2024. I picked this movie from Chris's collection of movies. Movies that he gave me to choose from out of his collection of movies.
I have a collection of movies now.
He put on Instagram that I picked the movie, and I'm like, I picked the movie, but I had a very limited choice of movies to pick from.
Yeah, every movie ever created. And you said, yep, let's watch The Emasculator.
No.
I remember it vividly.
No.
Yeah.
I have a whole list I would have picked before this. I've been pushing for I Spit on Your Grave since we started this fucking podcast, and he's been shutting it down every time.
Okay, yeah. I'm not a fucking I Spit on Your Grave fucking tyrant. Alright. There's like 3,000 fucking podcast episodes on I Spit on Your Grave. Mm-hmm. Now, Lisa, this, I think, is a rape revenge movie, so...
It is. I think I'm gonna like this movie.
Hell yeah.
She loves rape.
Yeah, big fan. This one is directed by Susanna Pistachio. I bought these from Bloodsick Productions. I'll have a link in the show notes.
Okay.
I'm taking that shrink wrap off. Smell it. Smells good. Smells like plastic? Sandalwood.
I doubt it.
Smell it.
Not sandalwood.
What is it?
I don't know, but it's not sandalwood.
Seafoam breeze.
Okay.
Couldn't find anything.
Isn't that what you put in the gas tank to clear out the gas lines?
Smells good. All right. The emasculator. Couldn't find much on this one.
No.
It's so new.
Yeah. So there's no IMDb page on this. So we can't do a parent's guide or any of our usual stuff.
Nope.
I think that means it's safe for family consumption.
Gotta be.
If IMDb has nothing negative to say, that's viable.
Let's check the back of the box.
All right.
He rips where you sew. When an ex-Army Ranger's daughter is raped on video by a group of small-time pornographers, he enlists the help of his trusty cattle emasculator to get gruesome revenge.
Oh.
But things aren't quite that simple in this genre trope bending SOV revenger.
Okay. Genre trope. So is this like the scary movie of Taken's?
Yeah, this is a gender bender right here.
Oh.
I don't think it's a gender bender. Genre.
I think he was making a genre bending joke. Sometimes they don't all land.
Well, you know, I never know if he's really trying to make a joke or if he's really just mispronouncing something.
Yeah, it is difficult sometimes to decipher.
You never know where I'm coming from.
Yeah. I think it's from a third grade reading level.
David the Rock Nelson said, "This is gory, disturbing, gross."
I'll be the judge of that. Thank you.
He'll pull you up by the root. The emasculator. Mature content. 18 plus only.
He reaps what I sow.
Yeah.
I don't know about her.
Where you sow.
He reaps where I sow? I know less about her.
He rips where you sow.
Rips. Rips.
Get to ripping, buddy. I'm not in those assholes anymore. Have at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's strange, right?
Yeah, I read it the first time off the back of the box when we looked at it.
Too late. Like, I already ripped those assholes open.
And I thought that was weird. He rips where you sew.
Yeah, it's like one of those, you know, when like you ever get a straight guy so pissed off and he wants to fight you, but he's a little scared. So he just starts working himself into a tizzy until he starts sounding gay. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'll fuck your asshole, bro.
I'll fuck your ass, bitch. Like, excuse me, sir? You know, it sounds like that.
Yeah, it sounds good for a second until you read it. I'll rip where you so, bro.
I'll rip where you so, bitch. All right. You do you, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Fuck. I don't know, man.
Strange.
Let's watch this thing.
We also haven't watched the movie. Maybe it makes sense after you watch the movie.
Yeah, maybe he does rip his own daughter's vagina out.
That's what I was just going to say.
I don't know. Maybe.
It is gender bending, dude.
It is gender bending. Who knows?
So he turns his daughter into what?
Well, in Trump's America, he turns her into a supportive mother. Rape baby or no, you're carrying that bitch to term.
Well, okay, I guess that's why it's on the back of the box. Because on the front of the box, it says, he'll pull you up by the root.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Dick root?
Well, I prefer my hand jobs to start at the shaft anyway, so.
I don't know, man.
All right.
And put some lotion on the hand.
Damn movie.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to just fucking jacking you off dry. Hobo jerking.
Yeah. Dry hand jobs.
Oh, you don't like
Girl,
that?
Girl, I'm not in high school.
I thought you liked that.
Hobo jerking.
No, he's just endured.
I'm just dealing with it. I'm just happy for it to be touched, so I just...
You didn't notice the chafing?
Wanker scat. I
thought that was normal.
Notice the wincing?
He likes pain.
Yeah.
That's real good.
No one likes that.
Oh my God, stop smelling the fucking box and put the movie in.
This is The Emasculator from 2024.
Okay. He's getting ready.
That's his emasculator.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa.
I assume that was his daughter. Oh, she's getting raped by clowns?
Tell yeah.
There's an argument to be made that all rapists are clowns.
That's a rapist right there.
Is Army Guy hot?
Yeah, he's hot.
Maybe. I haven't seen him close enough yet.
He's, if you grind it,
he looks like a cartoon pilot.
Yeah, it's just the aviators.
Yeah.
He needs a fucking cigar. That's a beret.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, get right.
What'd she call it? What'd you call
it? A hat.
Oh. Yeah, you bitch.
He's wearing that beret fucking wild, though.
Definitely not a hat.
Yeah.
I mean, from everything I've seen, he looks kind of hot.
Yeah,
but are we getting, I don't know, sometimes we get hat-fist and fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
It's like during COVID, everyone was hot, that type of deal.
Yep.
Half the face.
3 days earlier.
That's why guys with beards are hotter.
Life was a lot simpler.
Next, they're hiding.
Yeah, it covers up half their face.
I'm pretty sure that's him right there. Not the doll.
Tucking his doll in?
I was gonna say, that's weird.
With his Elvis magazine? I have Elvis magazines, too. How's Garfield clock?
Do you get a sick Garfield clock?
I don't. I don't need one.
I need a clock
the
with
colors. Those colors are psycho.
Is he eating lasagna, too?
That's
not
a,
lasagna.
That's a,
I think it's chicken.
That looks like it, yeah.
That's a fucking ZD. This is ZD.
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah, he. I need a clock with fucking numbers on it, man.
Those colors are psycho.
Yeah.
Lime green, bright blue, and pink.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what, he could emasculate me anytime he wants.
Well, if he keeps opening that oven, it's never going to get done.
Yeah. I just took some
out.
Also,
it's not how you test if chicken is done.
Yeah, just eat some.
That fucking rod.
What did he say?
That's what I was just about to ask.
I think he said it's fucking raw.
That's what he wanted to say.
I think that's what was going
on. He said, that's fucking raw.
What's with the 90s Disney Channel lighting going on?
That's interesting.
The boat in the barn?
Ain't seen water. 35 years. I keep an old bottle of bourbon in there. It's fucking rare.
Damn it.
Dumped it on the floor. I'm lamenting.
It on the ground.
He's doing some angry cleaning.
Of all his beer cans?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, that's emasculating. You ever try to kick something and miss?
It doesn't. With the old Red Ryder BB gun.
Try out.
I'd let him shoot a couple rounds in my eye, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Why does that barn look like it made out of Legos or something?
It's this Hallmark movie... filter thing we got going on.
Yeah.
Why's the name on the gun crossed out and renamed?
Because the daughter's trans now.
There's like three different names,
Johnny.
Though.
Well, it was a tumultuous period.
Shooting beer cans with a BB gun, dude. There ain't nothing more fun than that right there.
Yeah.
Anal's pretty great.
Yeah, but have you shot beer cans with a BB gun?
This is the kind of fun we were raised with.
Oh.
We didn't go to church, all right?
Yeah, well, you know.
And I just, you know.
75?
Yeah.
The one that's been closed for 3 months? You gotta get your lies straight.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you little whore.
That's okay. Chicken's probably gonna be pretty dry, though.
Well, she kind of seemed like she was being a bitch to him. Like, she didn't want to hang out with him. And then she's like, oh, you can't even fucking turn around and talk to me?
Yeah, I don't appreciate these, like, angsty teens in films that are...
Oh, she's got Elvis posters. I need some
And she's
Elvis
also got
posters.
A Garfield shirt on.
Yeah. I'm gonna get me some Elvis posters. Oh, she's got his army picture. Look at that.
What do you think, Mom?
Back when he was real hot.
Give the old guy another chance.
Young Elvis was so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. He was so hot when he was young. I get why all the girls were freaking out over him.
Yeah.
Have fun. Be safe.
I'm sorry about dinner, Dad.
Then fix your fucking hair.
I'm sorry about earlier, too. I didn't mean what I said about Mom. I just...
What kind of trick do you get there?
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
I thought we were going to go someplace nice, like the Sizzler.
Relax, baby. You're going to love this.
Oh, God, look at this guy. Like...
Metal on metal.
Oh, my God. Oh. Well, fucking greaser.
I will try anything once.
Hello, fellow teens. Well. How old is this bitch? What's going on here? Fucking 53-year-old man.
Oh, look at that bird washing that nut. That's cool.
Bag your balls up, man. Come on.
Oh, no.
Oh, bag your balls up, man.
I don't want no balls. No, jeez. I smell awful.
Oh, man. This poor black guy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He's working with what he has.
Yeah, he's like, these are the only ones that smoke weed, though.
Billy and Zeke. They got the balls.
Yeah.
And the cheese ball.
Director. He wants to end up in Hollywood. Check this out, check this out. We're going to cut in the crash from earlier. It's just totally awesome.
I think all of these people should be put to death.
Check this out. It's going to be premium stuff. This is totally going to be
awesome. Like, what the fuck?
School bus freaking destruction.
Ow, okay. Oh, no. So he's going to distract her with a video, and the black guy's going to drug her.
My girl, Russ, damn.
Drink.
Here. Say, did he mean to do it to his own cut? Oh, okay, there we go.
It's always the black guy.
Oh, my God. And the fucking Cheetos. Come on.
Oh, God. Not
Why?
The steward of Gondor mouth.
Ugh. Why do we have to see his disgustingness up close?
Well, it's so you get the picture. These are foul folk. Those
cars come that one for sure.
Does he think he was in West Side Story? What's happening?
Yeah, I was thinking like Grease.
Why is
I was
he walking like a cartoon
one of the...
gangster?
I was thinking he looks like one of the T-Birds from Grease. The old guy
yeah,
trying to
vibe.
Pretend to be a Real high man. Schooler in a leather jacket. Yeah.
Feeling good?
Yeah, it's giving Steve Buscemi infiltrates the high school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're going to be feeling a whole lot better. It's going to be a party tonight. Guns, alcohol, drugs.
Hell
and
yeah.
Cars exploding.
Cars exploding.
Where's his chin?
Good God.
He might be infiltrating, man. He's drugging these girls.
Yeah, he is.
I found a couple of ways. Prove my metal.
I found a couple of ways. Metal.
I just fuck teenagers. After
well, I guess
I
she's in college, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
He said she's been away for a year.
That's true.
My big boys barely put a dent in them fucking cheese puffs.
That's probably his second container.
Yeah, maybe.
They won't make them like they used to.
They stumped beer all over me.
Pizza Hut.
Seriously?
People eat Pizza Hut still? Oh, rapists, maybe.
This week's episode of What the Fuck You Watching is brought to you by...
Pizza Hut. Try to out pizza... The Hut.
Damn, we gotta cancel. The guy didn't show.
God damn it. Look here, Junior. Stop being a faggoty ass pansy and stick
to oh my God.
I know you got some queer ass sugar in the tank, but you've got a job to do, so fucking do it and quit being a cunt. I know you'd rather be packing fudge, but if you don't get this done, I'm gonna come down there, beat you like the little bitch you are, and fuck her myself.
Not packing fudge.
I know, right?
No, you'd rather be packing fudge.
Want to do this?
Oh my god, he is terrible to behold, this fucking greaser.
Yeah, he's slimy. He's literally slimy.
God, old Despicable Me looking ass. You gotta do this. Jesus Christ.
Gotta come down on us hard.
Why are you smiling?
Oh my god! He's even worse now that he doesn't have the sunglasses.
I know.
It's a special sauce.
Faggoty ass is right. I wish someone would beat him. I can't wait for him to get emasculated. I don't know how that's possible to do to a fucking cave dwelling creature, but.
Yeah.
Right at the base. Hey, even pros have a hard time here the first year.
Are we doing Trimex in the dick? Y'all knew about Trimex?
I was about to ask what that said on the fucking syringe. Is that what it said?
They rolled this thing in three different languages.
It's Viagra's uglier older brother.
Okay.
You take a you fucking dose yourself. Just get a hard fucking numb dick.
Jesus.
I don't know if that's the brand they're doing, but it's all the same.
No, I was like, I think that probably was what it said on there, because it looked like something. I thought it said mix at the end.
No, yeah, it's fucking Trimex, man. This is wild. These guys are crazy. They're going to rape her forever. Thanks, that's my natural complexion.
Keep the jacket on. It'll tie into the
today was the first time I've seen the outdoors in some time.
Yeah, he's.
Dude, we can't forget to cover our face.
We only have one mask. The dude was supposed to bring his own.
Guys,
I got an idea. Say cheese.
Oh no!
What?
Oh my goodness.
Good God.
Is this a rape?
All right, come on, Donnie boy.
I think so.
Give it to her. Give the old in out, in out. Yeah.
Give her the old in out, in out.
Yeah, look at the cheese balls flying.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is so strange.
Here you go, Donnie.
They stuck the cheese ball container on this woman's head.
Yeah.
And you get,
yeah, I don't know what that was about.
Well, you get a little cheese ball vision as she's getting raped. A rapist is wearing a green and
has
pink.
He ever had a sexual intercourse before?
Debatable.
See, I don't know about the cheese container thing, because they were talking about they were supposed to all wear masks, but they only had one. And then the guy's like, oh, yeah. I know what to do, and put a cheese ball container on the girl's head, which made no fucking sense in the context of them wearing masks. Oh, he took his mask. He took his mask off. He's going to be in trouble now.
Look at that man's wig. Look at that wig.
It's fine. We can get an insert for it later.
You think that's a wig?
I know it is.
Oh, man. She's got cheese balls all over. All
right. I gotta run. Same time next
week. I got cheese balls on my titties.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
She's got nice titties.
Pretty nice boobs, yeah.
We're trying to make a living here.
I need you to come get me.
Man, this guy really likes Garfield.
I think he thinks she still likes Garfield. She does still wear that.
They need to examine you.
Tad, they were cops. They're untouchable. Please, I'll just be humiliated.
Why does she think they were cops?
That's what I was about to say. What the fuck?
Tad, do you know the amount of rape conventions that actually stick? It's hardly any.
Okay, so these people just have terrible diction.
Please,
like, they're not great at speaking.
Uh-huh.
I swear she said rape conventions.
If you call, I'll tell them you're a liar and a drunk. I'll say I came home late, and you're mad, and you're making everything up.
Yeah, and I'll say you're 20 with a receding hairline. What the fuck, bitch?
Doing. Please, I just need this to be over. It won't do any good.
Give me their names.
What? No. No, wait.
Did they tell her they were cops or something?
I don't remember. I don't know.
In the morning, we're going to file a complaint.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to understand, because I didn't hear anything about cops.
Gonna file a complaint.
But she's
I guess
like,
maybe she just already knew they were cops, or maybe they told her that when she was
I don't know.
Good night, Dad.
It's so weird.
I love you.
I gotta cut out this fucking sound.
Yeah. And, yeah.
When people get into their...
It's just the terrible sound and then, like, just her boobs...
Well, I keep
bouncing that. And then a dick and, like...
What happens to filmmakers when they get to the let's sound engineer part of, like, this film? What goes on in their fucking brains? I need you to never enter the room with that much intensity.
What? Did she fucking kill herself?
I think she killed herself.
She did just say she didn't want to deal with it.
Oh, she dealt with it, all right.
Yeah.
Yep, killed herself.
The shikushi brain.
Sawed off shotgun to the dome.
It's Kurt Cobain stuff right there.
Yep.
All over her fucking Elvis posters.
What in the backwater village prairie are we doing here?
Yeah, you know, there's some down south boys.
Is that Cindy told you she was going out with
Pinky?
But you didn't see
Pinkney.
Nothing. You ain't got no evidence. No,
Pinkney.
No, listen to me, man. You're making serious accusations against my boy. Did you hear voice? Anything? Is there a witness somewhere? Listen, John.
What the hell?
What's a girl like Cindy doing with a boy like Donnie anyway?
Jesus Christ.
You faggoty ass kid. I need some bit of evidence. Some.
How do you go from, hey, I'm going to figure this out, even if my kid's involved,
to... What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. He's definitely the boss, though, right? Because he went straight into the faggoty ass.
I remember Cindy being a bit of a wild child after your wife offered... I'm saying it just doesn't add up, man.
You're not going to do your job? I'm going to do your fucking job.
Oh, my God.
I just don't understand how he goes from being like, oh, I'm going to figure this out, to, oh, my son didn't do this. That quick.
Time has passed in between cuts.
Apparently.
God damn it, Donnie. You little fucking...
Did we see anything that showed us that time had passed, though?
Fucking call me back as soon as you get this.
Well, I think we're seeing here that the dad is starting to cover for the son.
Yeah, because he's the one who... He's the boss on the phone.
Oh.
It was just crazy.
It sounds like he's trying to save his son from his own faggoty demise.
Yeah, for sure.
By forcing him to fuck women. Unfortunately, he's a chinless creature, so... I don't mean that metaphorically. He's quite literally lacking in the chin.
In an arcade.
Pinkney. I want to live in this town where it's still the 80s. What's going on here?
Why do you have a cast?
I don't know. Guess from punching that desk?
I was going to say, he punched the desk!
I don't think he had it before, right?
Emasculated.
Yeah, by a fucking furniture.
But now he doesn't. Right?
I don't know. I'm going to get the vines out of the way.
We haven't gotten down there yet. Nope. Sure.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't think so.
Time has passed.
All right.
Trying to get over that fence. The racetrack's not such a good idea.
No, I was just going to hang off it for a while.
I know why you're trying to go over there.
He saw it too.
Past there, Donnie Doyle and his buddies, cops.
Yeah, I don't know.
Having a little meeting. I sleep in those buses and I've heard a lot of things.
I sleep in those buses. All right, bud.
It's your third sub this week. When are you going to stop?
The prescription.
What do you think about this?
Treat my jaundice.
Guys, what the
wait
fuck?
Till you see this when I cut it together.
Figure eight slut.
He's making the porno of
Cindy. Yeah, he's trying to... He's making a movie out of it.
You know, there's willing white trash at every NASCAR event that will just suck your cock, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't gotta do all this. I mean, maybe not when you look like these creatures.
Oh, look, Daddy's here.
Dude, if I ever rented a porno and it had race cars
NASCAR in the beginning. Hey. Not even NASCAR, by the way. Some podunk fucking.
Some people might be into it. He's trying to pick out a movie to watch.
Dad's in here doing some sneaking.
Dad's sneaking Zodiac around rapists. His house.
Covert ops.
Not enough Zodiac or rape.
Dad's like, oh, I think video might be my daughter.
And he's actually trying to compile evidence. I thought we were going to go straight for a...
It's so hard to pick something.
I don't know. It seems like, yeah, he's trying to get evidence. Oh, yeah. See, he's going to try to take it to the fucking cop because he thinks...
That seems like a bad idea.
He's just...
What's this, John?
That is a bad idea. You got to make a copy first, at least. Fuck. About what they taped.
No, I got you, John. But we got to see what's going on here. So...
Oops, oh no, I just recorded over it.
Yeah. Let's just have a peek.
I know them titties anywhere.
Well, goddamn, John. This is just dicks and NASCAR. There ain't nothing here. How am I supposed to know who that is? There's no faces, there's no voices. Fuck, man.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's authentic country boy shit right there.
A whole half. Fucking
yeah, but all the fucking way filled up, yeah.
Spitting in glass Coke bottles till they full.
No, he is a faggoty ass. Look at all his little naked cock cards.
Dang.
He's covered in them.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Gooning. Gooning and baiting. No chin in sight. No chin, no problem.
Man, whatever happened to those fucking playing cards with naked people on them, man?
I forgot about them until this very moment, yeah. To be completely honest.
I've only ever...
They surely exist still.
They got to, yeah, yeah. I've only ever seen the naked women one. I'm pretty sure my dad had a set.
Well, I've seen naked dude ones.
I've never seen the dude ones.
At Spencer's, I think.
What the fuck is that on your chest? What kind of queer-ass shit do you have a dude?
I think he called it, dude.
What the fuck?
Dad's making him rape girls.
So you're
going to
rape the gay out of yourself. It's like the reverse of, I'm going to fuck the gay out of you. No, you're going to fuck the gay out of yourself.
Did it really take you until just now to figure out that that's really what was happening?
Yeah, I guess, man.
Okay.
You can't make the ugliest man play the faggoty ass. That's so dirty and dark-sided. That's so rude.
Yeah. Homophobic, even.
That guy should be the gay. Look at his hair.
Yeah. Yeah, that hair
What's
is too nice.
What's happening right now?
He's talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Sir?
To who?
I think I have some good news.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I haven't heard a damn thing.
Covered the full cost information. The sheriff insisted that you'd be okay with
it. Oh, he was talking to the funeral home who said that the sheriff had already insisted upon a cremation.
Mm-hmm. Now he gets a rock through his window. Lay off or you dead.
Oh, man.
That grammar checks out to me.
Did we not have an option for subtitles? Because anytime we have an option for subtitles, you should use it. Because I can't hear anything.
Probably back at the
menu,
though, right?
Probably.
And I'm sorry I can never bring myself.
I was just letting you know.
Make things work.
For future reference.
I do love you.
What the fuck?
Dang, he's got...
I really wanted him to smell them.
Got Cindy's underwear in the rock. Just gearing up, Punisher style.
With a mesh vest. Going for a dexterity build, I see. High crit damage, not a lot of defense.
Mm-hmm.
Never put on a beret in his life, but that's fine.
No, but he's hot, so it's okay.
I said that was a tool for castrating cows or something.
Yeah.
Sharpening a machete. Hell yeah. Vigilante justice.
Mm-hmm. The way he swings that over his shoulder. It's not even a cool looking weapon, really.
And it's really small. It's not shoulder swing.
Worthy. Yeah, that was so much. He was doing team do too much.
Covert ops. Sneaking up.
Oh, that's...
Dude, watching porno projected onto his backyard?
Yeah. What the? That's insane.
This is some hill people behavior.
Sure
this is. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, that's just good porn.
Yeah, that's like actual porn.
All the emasculator comes into frame. Silhouetted. Oh.
With his giant pliers.
Right. Silhouetted.
Still out there. Real Steven Spielman. Real Steven Spielman.
Okay.
The director dude is all tied up.
Yeah.
No pesky neighbors. Nobody can hear you scream.
Do you know what this is?
It's an emasculator. It was my father's. He was a cattleman. It's very humane. Bloodless, even. If you do it right.
How do you do it bloodless?
I don't know about the accuracy of this tale he's telling.
Yeah.
It actually lived for a while. Long enough to see its guts spill out.
What the fuck?
Because, I mean, it's basically a pair of nippers.
Make it a package deal.
Yeah, it's just shears, basically.
Yeah, I don't even understand how it...
I don't know how it works. Last chance. I don't think it could ever be good.
No.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, he shot blood into his mouth.
Dick blood.
Yeah.
The biggest load he's ever shot. Dang it, he's just face first up in there. He's like, yeah, give me that dick blood, boy.
Just give me the blood. I need it all over my face.
So.
Yeah, look at him. He's just cutting the dick off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's...
Issue. Thing, the cock is... dramatically changing in size.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, it looked kind of normal when he was holding it in his hand.
That thing that popped up on the ground was huge.
Yeah. And then like when it was laying down, it was all weird shaped. Yeah.
That dude's never been harder in his life.
Yeah.
Oh, look who's up.
What?
Oh, look who's up.
Poking around inside.
Hey,
I can find the
you're finally
himself.
Awake.
Oh.
Well, no! It's in the house. It's in the VCR, the master tape. It's in the VCR in the house.
Is there any more?
What?
Yeah, the Zeke, the distributor, he picked up a box of screeners today.
That's an incredible amount of addiction for someone without a dick.
I don't know what this means.
Yeah,
get addiction.
Why is he smiling like that?
Listen, honey, I don't know. We need to give up the ghost on Miss Actor or Miss Acting.
And then on his day off, Billy likes to just stay at home and watch pornos and eat cheese balls. He's probably got one.
And eat cheese balls?
Eat cheese balls!
What a life.
This guy's whole personality is cheese balls.
He fucking looks like a guy whose whole personality is cheese balls.
Yeah.
This is tough, I love bro. The energy of wearing sunglasses and a bucket hat in the bathtub.
Yeah, dude, this guy.
Right off bucket the hat in the bathtub is fucking wild nice behavior. Place. Trust me.
Never take some glasses off.
Of course I got a screener. Who do you think I am? Some kind of amateur?
Yeah, no. You can kind of see the...
How about this? That's
the reflection.
You bring me a Coney, and I'll give you a screener for free. Sound good? All right, yeah. I'll talk to you later.
A Coney for a porno is not a bad deal. For the Coney side.
Oh, God. Have we seen this guy without the sunglasses yet?
That's a negative.
Okay.
Reading Conan comics.
I feel like he's kind of hot, too.
Bubble bath.
He absolutely is.
I would just like to see his eyes.
What the fuck
Oh my god, it's a dick coney.
Why? Oh, okay, because he was expecting a coney anyway. I was like, why would you just take food from someone and then be like, what the fuck is this?
Wake up call.
Gobbled that shit up.
Nom nom nom.
Shit.
Oh, he's eating a dick coney?
I think it's an actual coney.
Yeah. He took the actual coney and put it in the emasculator and fed him the dick coney. He's gonna tell every one of them the same story?
Balls came out.
Yeah.
Well, he's only got the one. And
then every last foot of intestines.
Yeah, so he's got the token black guy of the movie tied up in the bathtub.
Got a hot dog left, you want it?
Telling him the emasculator story.
It's a nice finish on that emasculator. Kind of chromey looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is very like varnished.
Yeah. It's a nice set of emasculators.
Just doesn't even need to see.
Dang, the blood's spreading out with such velocity that even through like 6 inches of bath water, it's
yeah.
Out.
Just shooting up out of the water. Uh-huh. Making the water shoot up at you.
Is my dick, like, overly sensitive? I think my reaction to having my cock forcibly removed from my person would be much more dramatic.
What
than...
the fuck?
Oh, that's his intestines.
He's just like, pulling it all out, yeah.
Figure he's like, well, that tape's ruined.
Is that a bunch of fortune cookies?
Look at the floating dick. Yeah, that was a bunch of fortune cookies.
I also don't eat the fortune cookies.
I do. Like, I eat a piece of it, and then I throw the
I
rest
open them, because that's what you do, but I don't eat them.
Well, I was always told that you have to eat some of it, or your fortune isn't true, or whatever. So I always eat a piece of the cookie.
Oh, the cheese ball guy is beating off to some porno. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
also,
look at that.
Fake cock.
Is it a fake cock?
That's a fake cock.
Well, look at that old guy. Too
modern. Too modern.
Cavern. Cheese balls.
I want him to come on the cheese balls and then eat them.
What is he singing?
Loves Garfield. Garfield is
Why
a motif.
Yeah, there's Garfield. A lot of Garfield in this film.
Oh, hit him with the special
sauce.
Yeah,
I mean, look at that. Like, his pants aren't...
Girl,
that was 100% a fake dick.
At least this one's making noise while his dick gets stuck up. Still not. I think I would. Yeah, this is a little better.
Oh yeah, I think that's the cover shot right there.
Definitely the money shot.
Oh, yeah. He's like...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He is so hot. I don't know about
what
jacking off
hell?
With Garfield in the room.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Something dark
Prevent
sided about
AIDS.
That.
Sit on... I don't know what it said.
I couldn't tell you.
I was trying to read it earlier, too. This...
Not a very sharp knife.
No. Insane how long it took to cut through that dick.
Listen, it's hard work chopping off cocks with a butter knife, but somebody's got to do it. Look at this cock shafts retaining girth.
All of them have that weird cone shape after he cuts them off.
Yeah, and that's like the least appealing shape of a cock. Well, I don't know. The super skinny shaft with the heavy head is also gross. But...
get these things together right now. And meet me out of the cab. Get the fuck out.
Look how much dip he has in his fucking cheek.
Hell yeah.
Do
you see that fucking lump? Get a grip.
That's my complaint, is that they're trying to overact the southern bit.
Nah, man, I'd put a fucking big old dip in too.
No.
Say some bitches.
That's the thing, though. It's not believable when they're doing it. I could
see. There hasn't been a believable thing happen in this film.
I could see, like, a lot of people we know doing the things that these people have been doing.
That giant blob of dip included.
Yeah.
I've seen people with that in real life. I think it's funny.
Just one time, if somebody severs a dick, if it fucking shoots off like a balloon, like you let the air out of a balloon, it goes pew.
Okay.
What about hanging yourself and you can see the slack in the noose?
End it all. I'm sorry about all the women and families I've destroyed. Most of all, I'm sorry about the hammer.
Oh, shit.
It's a trap. Dead man. He's tied up to a fucking box spring with fucking electricity wired to it. Oh, it's about to get wild. What's in store for our hero?
Shit. Well,
John. Time for the big show.
We're making Dad watch the rape porno.
I would do that if I was you, John. You don't keep your eyes open, you know what's gonna happen?
We'll open it for ya!
What? Where do you think we went wrong, to end up?
I don't know. Honestly, man, I'm starting to think he's fucking perfect. Like,
for this role?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Maybe.
Slimy. Fucking.
Yeah. And you know, it's true and accurate depiction of faggots to be like spineless and craven creatures.
I'll show
so
them.
He's nailing that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The faggots are also all nefarious and delight in the pain of others. That's just fact.
Oh my god, the way he's fucking laughing.
He's like a henchman. Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely the hunchback of major fag.
Yeah.
Of Notre Faggot.
I'm fucking bleeding from his mouth. It doesn't look good.
They seem to have.
There's no way. There's no way they killed Daddy.
I killed him.
Let the bed frame cool down.
Yeah.
I want to chop him up into little bits.
Huh, Dad? It's nice that he forgot how much he hates his faggoty ass son, though, when they're.
Yeah.
Participating in like group activities, that's nice.
No, he loves his son, man. He loves him so much.
He's trying
to
save
him from the eternal damnation that he's eventually destined to incur.
Yeah.
Our hero is lying out in a field. Dead.
Gripping that ball.
At least they left him his emasculator.
Daddy's twitching.
Oh yeah, like you called him Daddy.
He ain't done yet. The job's not over.
Daddy's gotta reap where he sows. I don't know what in the Stolen Valor is going on with this guy's motif, but
yeah.
This is some video game music right now.
Okay, but we also have competing time signatures at work here.
Yeah. Sounds like two different songs going at the same time.
Yeah. Which is meant to inspire madness and is successful in doing so.
Is he pulling out a tooth?
He does appear to be doing that.
Why?
Yeah.
Who needs him?
He said, I'm just that manly. I don't know.
It made no sense. He just went into the bathroom and started pulling out his teeth. Pulled like two teeth out. And then he was done.
Maybe when he was getting shocked to death, he like bit the inside of his cheek real hard and he knew which teeth were the offenders.
This bitch is gonna go.
Dang, that dude's
is this
out
man
there
fishing in his yard.
Fishing
with,
for beer
and
cans,
he also
dude.
Has a shirt that says something about the retarded. Swing for the retarded, I think it's.
Damn, I ain't never fished for beer cans before. That's crazy, dude.
I've never thrown beer cans and then tried to fetch them with a fishing pole.
Swing for the retarded.
In a shirt advertising that you're retarded.
All I think about is how bad. Oh, it's like a fundraiser shirt.
Yeah, swing for the.
That's good. That's good marketing there. Swing for the retarded. That's how to make some shirt sales go up.
Yeah, it's like a golf tournament.
Yeah, swing for the retarded people. Fake cock.
Fake dicks.
It's just this guy.
Yeah, I can see.
The fundraiser is really just raising money for this guy. He created it.
Oh, yeah. Daddy's out there with his own fishing pole.
No, I think
he's
stole
just waiting
that guy.
For you to pull your cock out. He knew you would at some point.
Right in the dick.
Right in the urethra. Is this sounding?
He's got a live one.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's a fighter.
That's insane.
Or maybe not. I don't know. He's coming right in.
I don't know. That cock's getting bigger.
It was stretching.
Stretching it out.
I guess
out.
So. There's tension on the line.
Tell Donnie I was...
What?
I tell Donnie something. I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm so sorry.
I have no idea what
cuts his wiener off. Just like everybody else's.
Yeah.
Why wasn't he on that bowing knife the whole time? It seemed to do much more.
Yeah.
Incisive.
Throwing dicks at the door.
I think this is the son, right? The craven creature?
It's gotta be. I think that's the only one left,
he's the only
right?
one with his cock still.
Yeah.
Not for long.
No chin still, though.
This is, what's that?
Imagine having a cock and no chin. What a life. Oh God! And stop making that face.
Yeah.
I hate him so much.
It was his balls.
Got his daddy's balls thrown up against his door.
What's left of your dad at my farm? Better hurry! He's bleeding out.
Oh my God! He even read that gay.
I know. Oh my God!
At the farm. God, you faggoty ass.
Pretty gay.
Pretty gay.
Ketamine.
You better up the dosage. Us gays take a lot of K. Rhymes.
Dang, he's putting drugs in his shotgun shells.
Well, that's where I was so confused, because he had shotgun shells and then he had a bottle of ketamine, and I was like, not, what?
Not an effective delivery system, if I'm being completely honest. I don't think that's how you ingest it, but I'm not a doctor. What do I know? I'm as much a doctor as he is a fucking army ranger.
Yeah.
These, like, preparation montages are, like, the only serviceable parts of the film, unfortunately, I think.
Yeah, if I want to be nitpicky, if we're going Army Ranger, I think you need a tan beret.
Well, isn't that what he's... Isn't that the vibe he's going for, though, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Whoever crafted this.
I think it said Army Ranger,
Ex-Army Ranger's daughter, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Girl, nothing of the sort.
I like when it plays like this, okay. Kind of... What the fuck was that?
That was a little gay. Do you see how gay he kicked the door into you?
Uh-huh.
He's really selling this.
That trash can's not fitting on this farm. That is a modern trash can.
Why do you look at it and scream?
That scream?
Or yelp? I don't know.
I know, it wasn't even really a scream, yeah.
Look how he's moving around. Who moves their bodies like this?
See?
He's like a cartoon.
This would be Jack.
What did he say? Did he say something about your big black cock?
Oh my god, you're right. Oh my
god,
it is.
I don't know what he said. I just realized this is Jack right now.
All of those manners, and this is where I've seen them before.
It looks like Daddy has spread out all of his victims.
It is Jack, though.
Across
it's
the farm.
So, like, thankfully Jack's hot, but, like, this is how he behaves.
The final dude is on the farm now, and he's seen all the victims.
Yeah.
And he's being real gay about it.
He's panicking.
What a bottom.
The emasculator is there, waiting for
him.
Oh
my god.
Oh yeah.
With his fucking K shells.
Jesus!
Oh. honey, excuse me? Okay, he's dude, 4 shoots. Feet away from you.
He shot all of his bullets and didn't hit anything.
Daddy, oh with the God, sawed dude. Off. One shot, one kill. Maybe.
Oh, man.
I don't think so. It's just fucking plastic and K.
Yeah. He just replaced the gunpowder with ketamine.
Faggy boy's like, why does this feel familiar?
Brought him to the dry boat.
Oh, God. That's gross. Got a gusher. The noise that goes along with it, though.
Cindy's panties are on his face. He's going to waterboard him with panties.
No.
A gaze wears fear.
That is insane.
What?
I don't know. He can't speak right.
Yeah.
He actually is waterboarding him with panties.
Uh-huh.
Our blood, dick blood boarding him.
This ain't a movie.
No, it's not.
A tough motherfucker. He spit a wad of tobacco and said, hope that faggot rots in hell.
What?
Sounds like daddy.
Just experienced the emasculator.
Yeah, we did.
Like the song. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What are we?
That guy's name's Puss.
The faggoty fagbag?
Puss Meyer as himself.
That's the emasculator.
Yeah.
Lisa, what you think?
I liked it, actually. Even though there were a lot of issues, like, you know, all the dicks were very fake and crazy looking, and the weird music and all that. Bad acting. But I really did like it. I don't know why.
It was sort of endearing.
Yeah. It's kind of like just a fun movie, really, you know, like.
Yeah, well, I like things that feel like it felt like a group of friends just made this.
Yeah.
And there's something endearing about that.
Yeah.
Sound design. I need people to get a grip on fucking sound design.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens to you guys when you are editing together your masterpieces. Get a grip.
I don't know, man. I think a lot of the, you know, like, drug-induced sound design was roofied or whatever. So everything sounds
I know I have
dopey.
A hard time with sound. I know that I'm, like, a little bitch about sounds. I know that I'm real faggoty ass about sounds.
Yeah. I like the kind of metal track that
yeah,
played.
Yeah, the 80s dad rock.
Yeah, when emasculator was emasculating.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It felt like a theme song. I thought that was good. I love that this is in a world that's just, it's still 89.
Yeah.
And I do love that.
Yeah, it was like, I couldn't tell what year it was supposed to be.
Well, I like that in film anyway. I like when you can't tell what year a film is.
Yeah.
I like that.
Me too.
The only informing factor I really had on that was fucking bathtub boy with his phone.
Oh, yeah.
What a phone. Because the house phones they were on were kitschy, but like people still could use those.
Yeah, that's true.
But you don't see a lot of cordless phones like old bathtub boy had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking super long antenna.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I guess there was like, a lot of like blood and guts and stuff in this movie, but it didn't feel super gory.
You know, because it was so silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't, but like it kind of was. Like we've seen like five, six
it was.
There fucking
was a lot
castrations.
Of
splatter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was
actual
just thinking.
For
like,
penis. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
I was thinking, man, it didn't seem like there was a ton of gore, but then I'm like, yeah, there was a lot. So I guess it just felt kind of like goofy. I don't know.
It's also like a little bit, I don't super love that the premise is these guys rape a girl to make a porno, but the only actual porno shown is like some 80s like vintage porn that they play a couple clips from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that pantomime rape was insane. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Booby bounce.
She had nice boobs.
Very nice boobs. Well, see, the rape scene was shot with no touching.
Well, and it's weird. They made weird POV choices. Which I guess in a way that's probably good. I don't know.
I kind of liked
it. It didn't work for me.
I don't know. I liked it for some reason. Even though I feel like I've bitched about those same kind of things in other movies.
That's fine, too. You can have contradictory opinions. It's allowed. I do it all the time.
Well, I do, too.
I love men. I could care but less if they all die today. You know, myself included. Take me along with them. Let's end it. Also, fuck me, men. You know,
I kind of like the POV shot from the cheese ball container.
The cheese helmet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought it was cool how you saw the little like powdery cheese bits. I kind of
appreciate
bits.
I appreciate that angle. What I don't appreciate is the faggy fag boys behavior depicted in that POV shot. Even fags can hump things. I don't know what the fuck he was up to. Am I being hypercritical?
I don't know, because I liked this movie for some reason, but I feel like it's weird that I did.
It was just so silly to me. It's hard to be invested in a thing when it's like so silly.
Yeah, I mean,
it seems silly.
It's got a layer of cheese on it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It definitely does.
From the helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess we are accustomed to pretty graphic rape scenes when we do get them. So when a director makes a choice to film a rape scene with no interaction from either party, it gets a little weird.
I think that can actually be, I kind of like that idea, and I think it could be really effective.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was an example of it being effective, but I think that's a novel. That's a novel like take on a rape scene.
Yeah,
so I appreciate that.
I mean,
I don't need to see some chick get raped. I was just saying, like, it sort of divorces you from like any stakes when that's what that's the intro is like this rape and that's the rape depicted.
And I hate to say it, but like when I watch a rape revenge, I think the rape's got to be pretty fucking crazy.
Well, because what
that justifies the revenge, right?
Exactly. It's how you can keep rooting for someone when they do some heinous shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I Spit on Your Grave. Good. Like I Spit on Your Grave. Rape revenge movie.
Which Chris won't let us watch.
I'm so sorry.
We'll never watch it.
I'm so sorry to get us off track again, but I need to ask you. That movie that we watched with the rape and then they throw her off the cliff.
Revenge.
Is that what it was called?
Yes. Revenge, 2015, by Coralie Ferjouet. She directed The Substance.
Oh, shit. Really?
Oh, The Substance.
Oh, man. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no, I agree. You were saying earlier, it almost seemed like it wasn't that gory. And I agree. I expected more brutality from Army Ranger Daddy.
Yeah.
But which is strange to say, given that he chops the cock off of everybody, which is pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is not shown, though. A lot of stuff is like off screen.
Maybe, but
well,
when
they do show a cock getting chopped through, it's... I don't know. It's just...
And the over-exaggerated, like, splatters.
Well, maybe less to the props. Like, it's probably not all the props. These are not actors.
Yeah.
So, ironically, the only one that behaved even remotely like they were getting their cock cut off was Cheese Balls.
Yeah.
First guy actively seemed to be enjoying it. I don't know... I think maybe his face doesn't convey emotions the same way most people's do or something. I'm not sure.
I don't know, man.
No, the director. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I have that on my notes here, and I didn't even talk about that. That was such a crazy fucking scene. Just that whole scene where he's sitting there in that chair, just having his dick chopped off, and just like casually talking to this guy with a smile on his face the whole time.
Very nerdcore to have actively been mutilated and be like, "Nah, don't bust my camera up. I'll tell you what you want to know.
I'll only give you the information once you threaten the camera."
That was a nice camera, though. That was a monster fucking camera.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That was a shoulder mounted camera.
I get it. I feel the same way about a couple of my instruments. I'd be like, "No, come on."
Now, have you decided about spoiling or not? Because I feel like that was kind of a twist ending.
Well, I did want to ask, but I don't know what we're doing.
And I don't know if we should spoil the very end.
How do we feel about the twist? There's a twist. Okay. How do we feel about it?
Yeah, okay, so that's...
We can do that.
How do you feel about the twisty twist?
Garbage.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep going back and forth. Like, I kind of like it, but then I kind of hate it.
I kind of like it in premise. I don't like how it was delivered, I don't think.
I think I do like it because I think before the movie started, we were talking about, like, this is going to play out exactly how you expect a rape revenge to play out.
Uh-huh.
Fucking the revenge happens, and then the resolution happens.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I think this did something different, which I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I liked it.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't expecting it.
I mean, was it delivered well? I think maybe
about as well as everything else was. I don't know.
Lisa, need your star rating in your what the fuck moment.
I think I'm going to go with 3 stars. Like I said, I did like it. There were issues, so but of course I'm just a bitch, so there's that.
You are just such a bitch.
So the reason I ask about the ending was because I was like, that's my what the fuck moment, is just the end.
Yeah, that's valid.
And so I don't really want to get into it if we're not trying to spoil it, you know?
I agree. It may be kind of a dick move to, like, be like, here's what happens on something that's not even a year old.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
It's strange because it doesn't feel that new. I know that's a stylistic choice, and I like it.
Yeah, it's one of them shot on video type thing.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, Bo, what's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
I think I'm going to give it like a 2-star.
Okay.
I thought it was cute and kitschy. I appreciate the motif, like the 80s or timeless vibe. I thought everyone in it was terrible. I thought the daddy ranger was really hot, but also not a good actor. Because then also, he just looked like a male stripper when he was going for the revenge. So, and then he didn't deliver any lines that were, like, intimidating to me.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? I was like, okay.
He really didn't say a lot.
No,
like, to the guys, you know?
He just went straight for the dick every time.
Which I can appreciate.
Except, you know, for his story, he had to tell the first couple about his dad.
Well, I like, even by round 2, he's just like, you know, I told the other guy.
You know that story I told earlier.
My what the fuck moment's gonna be swing for retards. What a banger t-shirt. Yeah. That's just brilliant branding.
Yeah.
Everyone who goes to that convention will for sure buy that shirt.
Yeah, I know I would.
I'll order it right now, and I didn't even go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find one, I think.
Swing for Retards as what I assume is like a fundraiser for like.
Yeah, it said something
Olympics
like
or something, or I don't know.
I don't know what it said, but yeah, it said golf, like fundraiser or something.
What about you, Chris? What's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
I think I'll give this one a 3.5. It's a little cheesy, but there's a lot of castrations in it. Love good castration. Bloody.
Yeah.
Good old revenge movie. I can get behind that.
The shotgun, the head blown off with the shotgun thing, too. That was pretty bloody.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of blood spurting.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my what the fuck moment's going to be a waterboarding situation. The cloth that you put on the dude's face is your raped daughter's panties. And the water in the waterboarding is the blood dripping from a castrated penis.
Yeah.
It's
pretty wild.
With an ample reserve.
Yeah, it's bleeding.
Of blood.
All right, Lisa. How spicy is this movie?
Oh. So, we had pizza from Little Caesars, and they have that pretzel crust.
I keep forgetting they're opening. I need to go get one.
Yeah. Ah, and they have that pretzel crust, and they have this cheesy jalapeno dipping stuff that goes with it. That's what this movie is. That cheesy jalapeno dip.
All right. Hell yeah.
Cheesy and a little tiny bit spicy.
Yeah, I think that's great.
All right, Bo, how spicy is this movie?
This was a bucket of cheese balls.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. I think the content was spicy, but I'm prolapsed and gutted.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like cute and endearing to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just felt like empty carbs. Bucket of cheese
just
puffs.
Shoving them in your mouth.
Yeah.
By the handful.
Rubbing your cheese hands all over your titties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And only mostly successfully putting them in my mouth
mm-hmm.
when consuming them.
Yeah.
Not 100% success rate on the delivery method. What about you, Chris? How spicy was this film?
This film right here?
Mm-hmm.
It's, this is a cheese enchilada from your favorite Mexican restaurant.
Mm.
Not really a lot of spice to it. It's good, though. I like it. There's a lot of castrations in it. But at the same time, I think I could recommend it. I think the rape revenge genre is a little spicy by nature. But I think this movie is one of the more milder ones. So,
I agree.
I think I could recommend it to our more milder audience.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see, like, as someone's first ever, like, gory film, I guess maybe this might be shocking.
Or people that have a problem with castrations, because there's a lot.
So, I did get the tingle with the fish hook and the urethra.
That was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I thought that one of you would take that as your what the fuck moment.
Well,
for
I
sure.
would, but you got to give it up for Swing for Retards.
Yeah.
Nothing's topping that.
Yeah, I was going to write it down for my what the fuck moment, but then I was like, no, they're for sure going to take that.
Normally, for instance, was Thanatomorphos, no, that's the wrong one. Was Sacrifice the one where we summon Ishtar?
Yep.
I felt a lot of sensations watching that dick play happen.
Yeah, that was a rough one. Penis
I felt
wise.
Nothing during this one.
No, I didn't either, but...
I felt the tingle with the fish hook urethra.
The fish
though.
Hook's wild.
Yeah, yeah that was yeah. crazy. Really,
all right, Lisa. All that's left to do is slot this in on your leaderboard. So where does the emasculator fall on your leaderboard?
Oh, man. Okay. I think it is going to go in my number 20 spot, below the houses October built and above a Serbian film. Bo, where is it going to go on your leaderboard?
I think it's going to go right under Worms and above Lolita Vibrator Torture, so number 37.
Okay. Big difference.
Yeah, I'm the odd man out on this one, I think.
Yeah. I know, it's going to be weird to see where Chris puts it, because I don't think he's going to copy
either of us this time. Far and a half above me, reading-wise, I think.
Yeah.
I think I'm in Lisa's range.
Oh, shit. He might copy me.
No, I really might.
That's about where I predicted. I could tell when he said 3.5 stars. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm the bitch today. All right.
I want to say I would watch Flower of Flesh and Blood before I watch this again, though. I'm going to pop it in my new number 21 slot.
21.
Below Black Metal Veins and above Flower of Flesh and Blood.
That is a wild list there. Black Metal Veins, then The Emasculator, and then Flower of Flesh and Blood.
Yeah, my list has issues.
And Zero Day above. Oh, man.
Zero Day was better than these.
Yeah.
No way.
Zero Day.
I would watch Emasculator.
Over Zero Day?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Well, it's so strange because they're just not the same. It's not, they're not comparable.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're not the same.
A better movie.
But nah, yeah, I would watch The Emasculator.
Yeah. Leaderboard's a fucking rough thing to do, man.
Yeah, it's wrecked. The fucking dumb leading the blind leaderboard.
Yeah, dude, for real.
And it sucks because honestly, like, Martyrs is, you know, my number one because it is my favorite movie we've watched.
But it's not the most rewatchable.
But yeah, I'm not going to rewatch it over some of these other movies.
Well, that's why for me, my general rule of thumb is rewatchability.
Uh-huh.
Is where I leave it. That's like my one deciding qualifier. If I can't figure out where to put it, I'm like, well, would I watch it more than these ones or less than these ones?
Yeah.
But then like my top five or so, I wouldn't rewatch all those all the time.
Yeah, but I feel like you have to put,
But they're obviously just like the better films.
Yeah.
I kind of disagree. Like, I go off rewatchability too. And I think I would throw Martyrs, Tokyo Gore Police, like in my rotation.
I agree. I would rewatch movies. Martyrs, but I knew what she was going to say.
No,
it's
would too.
It's kind of heavy. Rewatch.
It's definitely heavy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's just so many more on the list that I would rewatch before I rewatched Martyrs, because, like, for time, or just because, like, yeah, Martyrs is like a kind of depressing sort of movie.
Yeah, it's bleak.
You know,
I honestly think I've watched Martyrs more than I've watched any movie on this leaderboard. I might have watched
maybe Me Too.
I've seen it 5-6 times.
I think that was round 3 for me when we watched it for this.
Yeah.
But I think it actually ironically might be tied with your favorite what's it called? What was the Nazi shit thing? I can't think of anything.
Black Mass.
Black Mass.
No.
Oh.
What are you saying?
Oh my god, I can't
even
think of what it's called at all. The like 3-hour long.
Oh, Melancholy.
Not that one, the other one.
Oh shit.
Sallow.
Sallow. I was like saying Lalo in my head, but that's a composer and I knew it wasn't Lalo.
Yeah.
I think that was round 3 or 4 of Sallow for me. And I just had no idea that was also called 100 Days of Sodom. I had no clue.
Yeah, I think I like my top 10. I like my top 10. I think My only change in my top 10 would be I would switch my chance in 100 tiers. I think I actually liked 100 tiers.
You really liked 100 tiers?
Yeah, I did.
It was a good 10 gal.
I guess I'm the outlier on that one.
Well, I'm like a median between you two on this, because I also thought it had a lot of extra bullshit and that all the memorable kills were front loaded. Yeah. So by the time we ended, it was on some bullshit.
I don't know, man. I think
I'm happy with my top 5, maybe.
Yeah, my whole top 20 are like good movies.
I might be happy with my top 10. Yeah. Top 20s, good movies.
Yeah, those are all good.
Got some 2.5s in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she prefaced some of those 2.5s with I really liked it, so, you know.
Yeah.
Go with God on the fucking leases.
Next week, I think we're spinning the wheel of Sodom.
Okay. Seems like it might be time. Man, I hope we get something good.
All right.
Like hard candy.
So, next week on What the Fuck Are You Watching, we're going to spin the wheel of Sodom to dictate what we shall watch. Lisa, spin the wheel of Sodom.
Okay, I'm going to spin the freaking wheel.
Sodomize me.
Okay, that was my second choice off the list.
Suicide Club. In 2001. Now,
I've never seen it, but I have heard of it.
This is crazy because we were just kind of talking about this one last week.
Oh, yeah.
I think Spamela covered it.
Uh-huh.
And I think Silas said it was one of his favorite movies, so we might have to get Silas in on this one. We'll see.
Oh, what, yeah. Says.
But Suicide Club from 2001. Next week. What the fuck are you watching?
Hell yeah.
Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as Instant Noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.